Winter is coming, and so are spoilers for Game of Thrones.
To the gates!
Any man dies with a clean sword, I'll rape his fucking corpse!
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. Today I have with me Hanako.
Hello.
And Eric.
Hello.
And we are fresh off of the fifth episode of the season 8 series finale of Game of Thrones. Wow, what an episode. What do we think? What's going on through our minds?
I will say the last couple of episodes, this episode and last week's episode, I kind of feel like the writers have dropped the ball in a lot of areas. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I think I need to do another rewatch, but I don't know how I feel about it yet. I know that there are some parts to the episode that I enjoyed, and then there are some parts that I'm just not down with. The easy way that Cersei died being one of them.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit easy. My roommate and I were watching it together, and when we saw that Cersei died by rubble, she was just like, man, nobody got to kill her. So that was a bit sad.
I don't even remember this. I don't even remember this.
You don't remember what?
I don't remember Cersei dying in the episode.
Her and Jaime were hugged together as Daenerys waste. And then so it fell apart and they was just in the rubble. And so we are left to assume that the building collapsed.
It's possible I wasn't paying attention. I remember them being there and that was it, and I guess something collapsed, but I honestly didn't know she was gone until you guys just said it right now.
Oh boy.
I was watching though.
Oh dear. Wow. So Hanako, you have the same reaction to this episode as my roommate. She said she was not her favorite episode. She was just not feeling it. I'm kind of surprised to hear you say that. I do feel like, as I complained, I think in another episode, that it felt like they were driving the van around, a la Walking Dead episode. So this one felt a little things were lasting a little too long. I think the battle between the Hound and the Mountain, that lasts a little bit too long, because like, did we really need an epic battle between those two? I hadn't really realized the Hound was a major character like this, to have his like maybe 30 minutes of the episode. I liked Arya's ear to the street, knowing what's going on the ground as Daenerys is laying waste to everything. I got it, but that lasts a little too long. I think Jon Snow underestimated Daenerys's fever for destruction. Daenerys actually went a little crazy, and I suspected something like this would happen, but I didn't know that she would just like continue to just destroy the entire town with civilians.
I'm kind of disappointed in the writers with that, because they could have chosen a totally different way for this character to go. I mean, you've had us rooting for this character for 7 seasons. And, you know, my daughter said something about it earlier today. She was like, you have us rooting for her for 7 seasons, and then all of a sudden you're going to have her turn into the bad guy, because before we saw the episode tonight, that's kind of where it was headed. And that, I mean, it's the whole reason why Varys died, because Varys was like, okay, look, she's not the better leader. Now that we know that Jon Snow is who he is, he's probably the better leader. He's more temperate, you know, putting all the male, female, you know, all of that stuff aside, I think they had an opportunity to really do something more with this character than to be predictable, and they went with predictable. I mean, the whole seven seasons, Daenerys has been about not being a tyrant, not being like everyone else. Her whole thing has been about breaking the wheel, and she just basically rebuilt it from scratch in the same image that, like, she literally, they turned her into her father. And I just think that's a cop out. I think it was, you had 18, 19 months to plan this final season, and this is what you go with? I have a problem with that. I mean, I see how it's going to push the story along for Jon Snow, but still, you could have pushed the story along in a different way and not let it be this way. You take one of the strongest female characters on TV and you turn her now into one of the biggest villains. Who's going to root for her after she just sacked a whole city? After they surrendered, she went after all of the innocent people, men, women, children, people who were asking for the surrender. And she just went after them and obliterated the whole city. Why? Does she want to be a ruler of ashes? I don't think that was ever her purpose. So it's like, now you really ruined a strong character. And I have a major problem with that.
I think it's the way it was always going to be. It makes sense to me within the context of the story of what we've seen before in the previous seasons. I guess I would have liked to have been surprised, but it kind of seemed like this was going to happen a year ago or more. So to me, it's just playing out the way it seemed to be. And I know she's a super fan favorite, and I know she's been in better positions before, but the seeds of this were always there going way back, like previous seasons. So to me, it keeps in line with what was established.
Right. I agree with that, Eric. And I also think I've heard that Daenerys is not the big hero that we like in the books, and she's kind of a dick. So I think maybe they're just like letting that kind of swing free in the final episodes and let us see that instead of the hero. I don't buy it. I don't buy that at this point, that even if she lost Missandei and she lost her other dragon, that she would lay waste to all of these women and children. Like, that's like Hanukkah. I'm going to be repeating Hanukkah. It just does not make sense. And then again, to parrot Hanukkah, you sacrifice the journey of this female character to build up the male character. John, he had several choices he could make too, and he made some bad choices as a ruler. He decided to go with somebody who was unstable. Did he love her ever? Is he still in love with her? Why is he pulling away from her?
Because she's his aunt. He loves her, but she's his aunt. Just like Varys said, for Daenerys, being in love or being with someone who is blood related to her is not a big deal, because Targaryens have been doing it for thousands of years. Jon, on the other hand, even though he's a Targaryen, he was raised in the North. He was raised in circumstances where that's not a normal thing. So even though he loves her, you got to think about it. Every time they're getting intimate, he's got to pull back because he's remembering, now this is my aunt. And
my thing is that you're saying that, but we don't know if that's what he means, because they're not really making it clear that that's his issue with her, because every time he's pulled away, that's not what I see.
I'd buy. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's his main issue. I agree with that as well. It could be part of it, but I think it's more what he like sees in more, her.
Right. So,
it does make sense to me, though, that she did those things that you said, Kat. It does make sense to me. And I guess, because we weren't sure if I talked about this yet this year on Sci-Fi Power Line, but before the season started, I thought in my head one of the possible outcomes by the end of the season would be that Jon would have to kill Daenerys. I thought that before I saw episode one. So things seem to be going the way I guess I thought it would be.
I think Arya is going to end up doing that. I don't think Jon would be able to. Because he does love her, I don't think Jon would be able to. But I think Arya would probably.
But we have already had Arya sneak up from behind and kill somebody.
Yeah, but you know what?
It would be nuts if she killed both the Night King and the...
Yeah, but she couldn't even kill Cersei. She could not keep... Like, I don't buy that she would all of a sudden not kill Cersei and then become, like, a damsel in distress throughout the streets of the King's Landing. It just did not make sense.
I don't think it was that she couldn't kill Cersei, but at some point, common sense has to take over. You've got the whole building falling down around you. What the Hound told her made sense. If you stay here, you're going to die. Cersei's already dead. There's no way she's getting out of this building. She's already dead. At some point, common sense has to catch up with you. But I think, I don't think that was Arya's purpose. Her purpose was not to kill that particular queen. I think she's going to be the one to kill Daenerys. The fact that they put her on a pale white horse at the end of the episode kind of symbolizes that.
Really? She's why? Not,
I just thought it's, it.
It's a biblical reference.
I thought it signified just a change of heart in Arya's character, but not that she's going to kill Daenerys necessarily.
Hold on. Let me find the reference because
behold a pale horse is what you're going for.
Yes, that whole thing.
But what is the rest of that sentence? I forgot. It's been a while. Anyway, let's see. Euron's demise was weird.
Lame.
Like I don't get why he needed an end, why we needed closure with him or anything.
That was not the end I expected for him. That was pretty lame. But whatever.
I would have really preferred for him to have died in his ship and got burned by dragons. Like, I was done with him when I saw him kind of explode and fly into the air.
Yeah, I was think, like, oh, who's that?
Yeah, I was good. But I didn't need this fight with him and Jaime Lannister. And then he and Jaime had a fight together and they didn't even discuss the parentage of the kid because this dude is thinking, oh, I got the queen pregnant, and blah, 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 you know, and I don't even know what happened there. Like, what was that for?
I don't know, but I think I'm kind of pissed about the. I was like, when they were fighting, I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, you're going to have Jaime Lannister die by Euron Greyjoy. I was like, that's the lamest. And then, of course, he didn't die because, like I said a couple of weeks ago, I need to know what these Westerosi warriors are made of because he took two huge stabs and he was still able to make it upstairs to Cersei and then back downstairs to the Skull Room before getting crushed by rocks. I don't know. I feel like there should have been, there's a lot of things that's kind of like, the writers just kind of, they should have kept it at 10 episodes. They could have told a better story instead of trying to rush through 6 episodes because there was a lot of stuff that they left out that they could have done that could have moved the story forward in a better way to where people aren't so dissatisfied. There's a lot of people dissatisfied with this, with what's going on, especially the last couple of episodes. But you've got the whole Second Son's army with Dario Naharis still a Marine. That could have helped Daenerys out. You've got Yara Greyjoy sitting on the Iron Islands holding it for her queen. She could have helped with the Iron Fleet. And honestly, I think she should have been the one to kill Euron. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then, I don't know. It's just, and again, it really bothers me that Daenerys sacked the city the way that she did. That bothers me so much. And I can understand what you're saying, Eric, because it is something that could be expected, but I just really wish the writers wouldn't have been so predictable with that, because that was totally predictable. Totally predictable. But the pale horse quote says, "And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him." You know, we've always talked about, you know, Arya going against Death, not today, not today, not today. And she killed the Night King, and I guess in some ways she became Death.
The symbol of the white horse, I looked it up as well, and it's also considered like a symbol of victory.
Yeah. So, and you know, my thoughts about some of this have changed in the last couple of episodes because of the events that have happened and things. But, you know, we always thought everybody put so much stock into that prophecy that Cersei had as far as how she would meet her end and everything else is going. And they kind of moved away from that, you know, one with her being pregnant, two with, I mean, I guess if you look at it, she did. You know, that whole little thing about dying with the little brother or whatever, I guess she did because she and Jamie died together. I don't know. Maybe that was, I mean, Tyrion told Jamie to follow that path and to do that. So maybe that was their way of fulfilling that prophecy, because if you think about it, Jamie did what Tyrion told him to do to try to escape, and they got blocked. So technically, if you look at it from 6 degrees of separation, whatever, Tyrion is responsible for their death. I mean, if you think about
it, I guess.
If Jamie had never gone to the Red Keep, found Cersei, brought her down to the Skull Room, they, you know.
So this is what I was going to say. I finally remember what I was going to say, Hanako, is that I think the writers did it that way, or I don't know if they did it that way, but I enjoyed that everything was falling down around Cersei. She even had to like escape the Hound and the Mountains thing, and she was all alone. Like, she hadn't been this alone, not knowing what to do, this powerless ever. We haven't seen her like that in a very long time.
True.
And to see her not knowing what to do and so disoriented, and to see her look across the room and there's Jaime, I was really kind of happy for her that, hey, everything is, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. You're like one of the most heinous people, but the only thing that we do know about you is that your love for Jamie is true. So to see that true love, even if it's weird and bizarre, come together at least one last time and then die together, that was satisfying for me.
I'm sorry. I feel like when Daenerys took off with Drogon, she should have went straight to the Red Keep and set Cersei afire in that tower, and that should have been it. She didn't have. Cersei got too clean and too nice a death for what she has done throughout these 8 seasons. Her death was too clean, and I feel it's a cop out.
I mean, fine with the love thing with the twins, but. It made me feel like then Jamie shouldn't have hooked up with Brienne. It made the Brienne thing seem all weird to me and unnecessary after seeing this.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as weird. I look at it as Jamie really did try to move on. I think at this point, especially because he knew Cersei was pretty much intent on killing him, or so we thought. Or so she implied, I guess, is the best way to put it. Because I honestly didn't think that she would ever kill Jaime, especially if she couldn't bring herself to kill Tyrion, and she's had multiple opportunities to do that, and she couldn't do it. So I know she wouldn't kill Jaime, but the fact that he thought so enough that he would leave her and come to Winterfell and fight almost to the death, you know, I think at that point he really was trying to be a different person. And then once you hear what Cersei has done and you know that they are going to kill her, I mean, once she killed Missandei and the dragon was killed, there was no doubt in anyone's mind Cersei was going to die. And I think at that moment, when you are hit with that kind of unrefutable truth, that's when you know where your heart truly lies. And it's kind of like, okay, you know what? here I am up here with this new person trying to be a better person. I'm not that person. I mean, you could even see it in his face when Brienne grabbed his face and she said, you are not like your sister. You are a good man. His face, if you look at the expression on his face, one of the things about these actors, you can tell a lot about what their characters are supposed to be feeling because they all have really good facial expressions and they play into those emotions of the characters really well. When she said, you are a good man, he kind of looked and he kind of shook himself like, wow, she thinks I'm a good man, but I'm not. And that's when he kind of broke it down to her every, you know, well, not every horrible thing, but the horrible things that he's done. And he's like, she's hateful and so am I. It's like one of those, okay, you've got to look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, this is who I am and this is who I am. And the truth is, I love Cersei. I will always love Cersei. And if she's going to die, I'm going to die with her. We came into this world together. We're going to leave this world together. And I think that's just where Jaime was. I don't think his original intent to Brienne was to break her heart and leave her. But once you are faced with, do I stay here and be happy knowing that my sister, my lover, my whatever is about to die? Or do I face the truth about who I am and what I am and what I'm not without her and go be with her, you know, till the very end? And I just think that's kind of his epiphany. It's kind of like, it's similar to Theon's arc where we have these two characters that we despise. And then they went through this kind of redemption arc and we find out that Jaime's not exactly as much of an asshole as we think he is because he does have some redeeming qualities about him. But whereas Theon died in the end trying to make up for every bad thing he's done, Jaime, on the other hand, was like, nope, person that I was before, that's who I am. That's who I am at my core. And so it's kind of two different redemption arcs, two different responses
and
two different endings.
We can't hear you.
Get up. Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, my cat laid on my phone. But, oh, you know, it's just kind of, you know, the two different redemption arcs, and they just kind of went two different ways. Theon, I feel like he redeemed himself at the end of his arc because he literally died trying to protect the family that he betrayed. And Jaime, on the other hand, he realized that the true person or the true essence of who he is Cersei is his other half. That is his true love, his flame, his twin, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, he had to go be with her. He
was ride like, or okay, die. She's gonna die.
Well, literally ride or die. So
I'm more disappointed in Jaime turning out the way he did, more than with Daenerys being how she turned out. Because, what Hanako just said, except I still think that all cheapens the fact that he did what he did with Brienne. And one of my other predictions I thought prior to the season was I thought it might end up being Jaime being the one who kills Cersei in the end. Obviously, that's not really the way it was. And
yeah, I mean, he was holding her when she died. So
that's true. I mean, but I didn't think it was going to go down this way. And so to me, I feel like this is more of a knock on the Jaime character arc than what had happened to Daenerys in her own situation. But whatever. I'm not losing any sleep over it.
I'm losing sleep right now because I got to go to work in the morning. But I don't know that I'm disappointed. I don't know that I am.
Fine if he's still... It seems weird that he went through all that in Winterfell. And
well, this seems like the episode we went through all this just to be super disappointed. Arya could literally change her face and do all this other stuff just to, I don't know what she did towards the end and not.
Yeah, and I heard what the makers said, you know, when you watch after the episode.
Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I get that part, but, I mean, of Arya, of all people, to fill that role... like that was super lame because it didn't make any sense that she infiltrated all the way into the deep center of the capital and then spent the rest of her time trying to get out. I get it. She had this whole change of character. She had her own epiphany. I get that part, of shifting from just the stone cold killer to like not being so focused on death anymore. That's fine, but the way it played out was just super lame to have to watch that.
Yeah, because I was really hoping that once Cersei came down that staircase and she was sitting in the middle whatever that area is where the map is, and she was sitting there, she was starting to panic. I was really hoping that instead of Jaime showing up, that it would be Arya.
Oh, that yeah, was I was really hoping for that, hoping. Too. Yeah.
Arya decided to go back and help the Hound or whatever. But that's kind of what I was hoping for. And again, I kind of feel like
Was it just my TV, or did you notice the green screen more in this episode? Because I felt like there was just something taking me out of it. I could see everything looks like they were Clash of the Titans, weird CG stuff. Everything was just kind of obvious. When stuff was on fire and some of the actors were running near the fire and some of the backdrops of the TV, some of that stuff looked really green screen to me. And I've never seen that before.
I only felt that way maybe a little bit, but no, not so much myself.
I saw it a lot, and I was just like, well, they needed to darken this one a little bit so I would notice, but...
Man, they kept hyping it up so much this episode, because, you know, after the third episode, The Long Night, they were just like, oh, okay, so that was that. Well, just wait, because episode 5 is going to be the biggest thing ever. Right. They should not have done that, or at least not for me.
Yeah, I agree with that, because it was not.
I wasn't here to talk about episode 3. I really, really, really liked episode 3. It wasn't perfect. There was some little things I didn't like, but overall, I thought it was absolutely thrilling. And so I was kind of hoping for something like that again. I mean, not the same thing, but I mean something also thrilling. I did not find this episode thrilling. It was very different, and to me, it just was what it was.
And the funny thing is, the writer for episode 3 is the same person who wrote this episode, but it was kind of like...
I think this one had to do with more direction, because they wanted to write.
Well, I think you get your marching orders if you're the writer, and so, I don't think it's just that person, because that person is writing the episode to fit what has already been laid out, so it's not like that particular person called all the shots, you know, for both episodes.
So I think they wanted a boots on the ground. Like when, after the episode, they really wanted to show what it was like to be on the ass, the business end of a dragon, slaying and sacking a city. And I think they were successful with that. I felt like it looked like a war film, which I appreciated. I don't know if I was in the mood for it, but I mean, it looked great. I do agree with you, Eric. I don't understand why we had to see Arya doing that. The writer's like, well, we want you to care about a character going through it, so we put her there instead of someone else entirely. Why couldn't we get Jon?
And also, I'd have to go back and watch it again, but thinking back to when they tried to take King's Landing in season 2 or 3, whatever it was, the one where Tyrion was kind of saved the city. I mean, I have to go back
to the Battle of Blackwater.
Yeah, I haven't seen in ages, but at least my memory of that was that was much more interesting. I mean, strategically, like the way the battle played out, the way you're following the character, because this was odd, because it was so easy, because, you know, there wasn't really a fight, remember?
Right.
I mean, the boats were just, the ships were all just taken out instantly. The wall was broken out from the in to out. The Golden Company did nothing, so it wasn't even a fight.
So my thing is,
I feel like this is kind of like what Daenerys was doing in this episode with Drogon, as far as, you know, burning all of the armies and taking out all the scorpions and all the stuff. That's what I felt like the dragons should have been doing in the third episode, because I feel like that episode, as good as it was, I feel like, again, the writers kind of missed something, because I don't understand, like, going back to the third episode.
You mean the fourth one?
No, the third episode, the Battle of Winterfell.
Oh.
I mean, you've got the two dragons, you've got all of these White Walkers in this battle at Winterfell, and I don't understand how you can have the two dragons and all of these White Walkers are climbing the walls at Winterfell, they're getting in, they've reached the trench and all this other stuff. Why weren't those two dragons doing what the one dragon was just doing?
Because they had atmosphere and they couldn't see. They couldn't see at all. Yes. And it wasn't until the witch burned the trenches or whatever that she could see again. She couldn't see.
It was the blizzard.
The thing is, they should have been doing that from the beginning before all the atmosphere came in. Like she did one round, then she did another flyby.
But that fucking atmosphere came in pretty early.
Yeah.
But also, that wasn't even the plan. That wasn't even their plan in the first place. Like, it all just started going wrong.
Right. She's straight against the plans.
Right. And I understand that. But still, I just feel like they get as bad as it did during that particular battle. I mean, even when Drogon was on the ground and all the White Walkers started climbing on, like, what part of White Walkers killing dragons did you not get in season 7? Like, why was he on the ground for that long? Why are you sitting here looking after Jon while he's running? Woman, these things are taking over everything. And I just feel like, I don't know. And I don't know if that was part of them.
Well, see, that actually makes sense though, because again, like, this fits Dany's character because Dany had never faced anything like that ever before. And see, this is the big
She went to go save them from Anna.
No. Listen. This is exactly why John, I mean, based on the writing, is ending up being like the big hero or being placed in that position. And she's not, because she never really, yes, she faced some terrible situations before, but she was always saved one way or the other, whether you say it's her dragons or whatever. She was never really put to the test in that kind of way as she was in the Battle of Winterfell, whereas Jon has only been put to this test a gajillion times in this series, or that's just the way it's been written. And so that's what added to all her many blunders in that particular episode. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not happy about it, but it makes sense to me.
I'm fine with episode 3. Episode 4, fine, whatever. This episode, I mean, whatevs. It's not what I expected. It wasn't the thrill ride of episode 3, but
I agree with that. It was not what I expected. I didn't. Varys' death didn't make any sense to me.
I knew that was coming.
We knew it was coming because they
said... Well, again, it's coming, but it's... No, but that, to me, doesn't really fit other than you just expect it. But the way it's executed is lame to me because Varys would never be taken out like that. I mean, he wouldn't... At least the way they showed it in the show, it's too ridiculous. He should have just committed suicide if that's all he was thinking, like, because the master of covering his tracks and not ever getting in tight positions, Varys would have just did what he did and he would have left like 48 hours ago before anybody ever came. You see what I'm saying?
But you gotta think about it. Varys knew his time was coming. I think that was one of the things he was alluding to in his last conversation with Tyrion, where he was saying, basically, we all have a choice to make and I hope that we can live with our decision.
I'll buy that if Varys read the script and like, oh, we only have 2 episodes left, I'm dead. But Varys in Westeros, that guy, he would have been like, all right, this is what I feel because this is what I think is better for Westeros. Obviously, if I do this, meaning spread the word, I'm going to die. Therefore, Varys, based on the Varys I know in the show, he would have fled and then just sent out his little letters and then gone into hiding.
Right. That's gonna flee. I agree with that.
He's going to flee where?
He can't anywhere go back. But King's Landing. Anywhere but stay where he is. That's what he's always done. That's
really
that's,
yeah. He'd always know. Yeah. He's like that a cockroach.
Death was already prophesied by Melisandre that he would die there.
I get all that. I'm just saying, Varys. So then again, if then if we're going with that, then Varys should have just killed himself. He should have just jumped out the window before anyone ever came. If he's just going to resign to the prophecy. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, whatever. That doesn't fit his character to me.
I agree.
Based on what we've always seen.
I agree. He's always more cunning. And how has he been so tender with the kid? And I was just like, what the hell is this? He's gingerly writing a letter. And he's having interaction with the
kid. Tricky death like Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Where that guy, yes, he was smart and calculating, but he just never saw this coming. Boom. Like, yeah, see, Varys, if you're going to trap him, it should have been something like that.
Very clever. Something clever. Because this was not clever. And then, like, so Drogon can focus his fire on one human like that?
Well, they showed that before.
The other two guards moved out the way.
Oh, because I felt like Tyrion was super close.
Oh, it definitely looks super dangerous. I mean, for sure. But I guess they've done that before. But, yeah, no. Yeah, we're just going to have to pretend like everyone...
We had a lot of pretending we needed to do in this episode, honestly. But we got one more. Woo! I think Jon failed us here mainly because he knows he's the rightful heir. And he's messing around. He's been messing around for like a couple of episodes. And I don't know what it's going to take for him. Because right now what I'm feeling
He got what he needed, I think, tonight. I mean,
I hope so.
Look at her sacking a whole city and say, oh, maybe she's not the best queen, the best person to sit on the Iron Throne. Then he doesn't
deserve it. It's done. Dany did herself in, and that's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know if the book series is ever going to finish, if the final books are ever going to come out. But if they do, I would like to think that the ending is a very different alternate universe ending in the actual books. But I don't know if they're
ever gonna publish. How he's going to... Because that's going to, like, unless he went to, like, a cave and wrote his shit in seclusion, I don't know how he's going to do it. And
no, I mean, I haven't read all the books, but, you know, after everything seems more well thought out, generally speaking, things are more well thought out in the books compared to the show. So I'd like to think if he ever gets the series done, it might be a completely different ending that Dany may go with. Like, I would expect all these major characters to have very different outcomes.
He'd kill them earlier.
Or differently, or different people would die, different people would live. That's what I would expect.
Whatever.
If the final two books ever come out, which who knows if that's ever going to happen.
Who knows? I don't know. Won't really have any other thoughts. You, Hanako, anything else?
No, I'm just ready to see how they're going to wrap this up. You know, I've been a huge fan of this show for the last seven seasons. Beginning of this season was great. I just feel like the last few episodes have been kind of, I don't know. I just wish they wouldn't have limited this season to just six episodes. I think they probably could have told a better story if they had done a full season.
No, they would have just been sitting in a chamber. They would have been sitting in a chamber discussing movements and stuff as Game of Thrones does, and they would have squandered that extra time.
I agree with that. But I subscribe to the idea that I'm not thinking of this as a six episode season. I'm thinking of it as the way they first explained it prior to season 7 coming out, which is season 7 is basically a 13 episode season, because originally there wasn't going to be a season 8. It was going to be just season 7 and it's going to be 13 episodes. And then they decided to split it up and add a year in between to wait. But so I'm just like, no, this is just season 7 part 2. So I don't think more episodes would make it better.
No, I don't think it would either. I don't think it would. I don't know why they made these decisions, but hey, it's done. We've seen it. That's how the castle Red Keep crumbled. And
I hope they save it at the end. I mean, the last episode.
Do you think it will? Do you think they will, Eric?
I have no idea. But I was very confident at the end of episode three. I was really into that episode. I really liked it, and I was not expecting this 2 episodes later.
But, well, you know what I was expecting, because I went in going with this episode. Eric always says the episode before the finale is always the big shit. And so I was really expecting something more.
Well, I was too. I was expecting something more or different. I really was expecting some actual genuine surprises, like, oh, I did not see that coming. Like a coworker of mine said, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, he's like, just watch Daenerys's ex, Daddario. You know, he's been hanging out in Marine. He probably knows what the gold company's up to. Just watch. They're going to get to that big battle, and then he's going to just show up, and then half of the gold army is going to, like, you know, turn against themselves. I was like, oh, that sounds super exciting. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
No, yeah, man, you've made a better story. Yeah, no, you got yourself pumped up and for some wrong shit.
It made sense to me. And then
it does. That's a better story. Honestly.
I didn't think they were just all going to crumble just because of the one dragon. Like, that didn't make sense.
It did not make sense because if the one red scorpion, how were they all taking breaks while the dragon burnt half the city, and then he had time to turn back around and burn the other half? I mean, it was just one dragon.
Yes, and then I thought there was going to be tricks by both sides, those in King Landing and those outside, just like we saw in the Winterfell one. Like, we didn't necessarily know about the trenches lighting up. We didn't know about the blizzard. Like, each side had, like, these secret tactics.
Right.
I was expecting more secret tactics, and there really wasn't any.
And I thought the green explosions was Cersei, like, secretly saying, you know, if I got a dime, taking everybody with me, and she planted those. No, it was just the leftover rounds from the one.
Yeah.
Whoever put them there to begin with.
The Mad King.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I thought it was a nice touch, but.
And again, I mean, I guess Daenerys is probably going to die by the end of the series. And
I have no idea. I don't think Jon has balls at this point to do anything.
Well, I mean, not Jon, it'd be somebody else. But I would just imagine she needs to die. And I don't know how you get to all that, like, in one episode remaining.
I don't either, because to me, she'd have to kill Castle Black, because they're not going to bow down. And wouldn't it be kind of cool
Castle Black anymore.
Yeah, there's no Castle Black.
I'm sorry. Winterfell. Oh, I'm sorry, Winterfell. If she was to turn back around, go to Winterfell and just burn them all up, and then Jon dies, and then she's just the queen, that'd be cool. People would be pissed, but it would be cool. Nobody's in agreement here on Sci-Fi Podline with that thought.
it was a stunning episode in that it was, wow, talk about subverting expectations, but not in a good way. It's perplexing.
I'm sorry. I just got shown something, and it was something I was thinking about when I saw what the preview was for the last episode. And I made mention to it earlier in the episode where I said, so did Daenerys really want to rule over a city of ash? If you think about her time in Qarth, season 2, when she had to go on a search for dragons, and she was going through all of these visions in that, what was the House of the Undead or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
When she walks into the throne room and she bends down because there's, like, stuff falling, we all thought it was snow. Maybe it was supposed to signify ash. I thought about that when I saw it too. I was like, wait, that looks kind of funny.
It did. It totally did. But I just thought I was remembering a Doctor Who episode when they were in one city and they had ashes falling for Christmas instead of snow.
That's a horrible episode, Doctor Who.
I'm just saying that's what I thought about when I saw that. But that's derailing your thought. I'm sorry, Hanako. Proceed.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I guess maybe this was the story that they had planned for Daenerys all along. Maybe it wasn't supposed to be snow in Dragonstone, even though that's what they were showing us. Maybe it was Ash and King's Landing with the Iron Throne. So,
I don't know. Isn't the Iron Throne there? Like, wouldn't they have to dig it out for her to sit on it? Like, what happens now?
I have no idea. It's probably gone.
But it's made out of iron, so it just would be buried.
I mean, it'd be there, but exactly.
Well, maybe they could get the dragon to like haul some rocks or some shit. Yeah,
but I don't know. Let's just get through this series. There's going to be more Game of Thrones next year, so.
What are you talking about?
The prequel series.
So, I mean, oh, like, hell no. Nah, this is over with. We're not going through that shit.
So I'm just like, it doesn't ever end. There's going to be, you know, so.
Man, I am not reading any fanfic. I ain't doing none of that.
I didn't say anything about that.
I'm just saying. All right. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Let's get through this last episode. Wow. Okay. So there we go. Maybe this was a fake out and they're going to do something else for the final episode to knock our socks off. And who knows? But, I'm just stunned.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm going through
the comments and like the different groups that I'm in and just my timeline, and pretty much everyone is saying the same thing. They felt like this episode was not up to par with what we're used to from Game of Thrones. So
people will be people. We'll see. I'd rather have a coffee cup this episode. You know, they got rid of Tormund and our Ginger Boo. That's why it didn't feel right. We ain't have Ginger Boo. So there it is. Final thoughts before we wrap this one up. Grunts.
I want to see what the fallout is going to be, because Varys sent a lot of ravens with that Jon Snow news before he died. So
Varys is done.
Yeah. So I mean,
but how though? Because she has like all of the soldiers that are left. So
no, she has some. I don't think she has all. But I don't know how it's going to go out.
And you got to think about of the soldiers that's there, half of them are the Northmen. They're going to follow Jon Snow, especially if they find out he's the rightful heir. Yeah, that's done.
But she has a dragon and she'll just burn them.
Yeah, good luck. Well, I mean, with Cersei having such an unexpected lame death, who knows? Maybe Daenerys will have a lame death as well.
Why does she? I guess she'll have to die. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
It seems like she has to die.
Yeah, well, I guess at this point, after killing millions of women and children, thousands upon hundreds of women and children, that's just not a good look. So, oh well. Mm-hmm. To next week, and then the end of it.
Yeah.
On the Sci-Fi Party Line. So give us a call, 773-336-2686. We have a website, scifipartyline.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear us on iTunes and Google Play and now Spotify. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention.